The Assembly will hear a statement by His Excellency Tamam Salam, President of the Council of Ministers of the Lebanese Republic. May I request protocol to escort His Excellency? I have great pleasure in welcoming the President of the Council of Ministers of the Lebanese Republic, His Excellency Tamam Salam. I invite the Assembly.
Mr. President, allow me first to congratulate you and wish you Godspeed on your assumption of the presidency of the 69th session of the United Nations General Assembly. I would also like to thank Dr. Joan Ash for the efforts exerted during his presidency of the 68th session of the General Assembly. Our appreciation also goes to the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, for his annual report on the work of the organization. We meet here today on the eve of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the United Nations, which my country had the honor to contribute to. This milestone reminds us of the need to draw lessons and explore the best ways to end wars and violence and mobilize international efforts to combat terrorism and terrorists. Mr. President, I carry with me the concerns of my country, Lebanon. Lebanon, which is located at the crossroads of a turbulent region. Today, Lebanon is the target of a fierce terrorist onslaught perpetrated by obscurantist and criminal groups. They attacked many parts of Lebanon and caused loss of life among the military and civilians, in addition to considerable material damage. Last month, terrorists kidnapped a number of soldiers and security officers. They took them hostages in order to bring pressure to bear and blackmail Lebanese authorities. They savagely executed three of the detainees. These crimes obstructed indirect negotiation efforts that were underway by my government with the assistance of friends to secure the release of the soldiers. I would like to stress here that compromise on our firm beliefs is not among choices. We continue to be focused on the release of our soldiers while preserving our country, its sovereignty and territorial integrity, as well as security. While fighting terrorism, the Lebanese people stand united with their armed forces. These forces are the main pillar on which we depend to safeguard our national sovereignty, security and peace. Our government continues to mobilize the necessary support to these forces so that they can fulfill their duty. In this regard, Lebanon values the generous contribution of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to support our armed forces. We also pay tribute to the initiative of the Secretary General, who launched the International Support Group for Lebanon last September here in New York City. We express our satisfaction and are reassured by the results of the meetings held by the ISG in Paris and Rome this year. Current efforts, which are underway to mobilize international effort against terror, reflect awareness by the international community of the alarming situation in our region and the need to extinguish the blazing flames and stop the spillover of these attacks. Lebanon stresses the need for regional and international cooperation in fighting terrorism. We welcome Security Council resolutions, namely resolutions 2170 and 2178. Lebanon calls upon its brothers and friends around the world to safeguard it and protect it from regional power struggles. Our fight against terrorism is not new. For years, Lebanon has suffered from the terror of political crime that has targeted many of its leaders, namely former Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri, as well as prominent media figures and intellectuals. We continue to follow the work of the Special Tribunal for Lebanon and look forward to the truth to come out, to put an end to impunity and serve justice, as well as deter criminals. Events unfolding in vast areas of Syria and Iraq are human crimes that cannot be understood nor accepted by any faith or mind. These crimes, perpetrated in the name of Islam, caused the loss of lives of tens of thousands of Muslim civilians and caused waves of unprecedented displacement. In addition, they destabilized national entities, divided societies, and destroyed human and material resources. This terrorist attack targets religious groups that have, since time immemorial, represented an essential component of the social fabric of the region and a fundamental part of its social and cultural diversity. This has been the characteristic of the Eastern Mediterranean. In the past few months, the whole world has witnessed attacks against Christians and Yazidis in Iraq, their forced expulsion and the destruction of their properties and holy sites. Lebanon considers attacks against religions, their followers, and sacred places an offense against human dignity and a violation of the freedom of religious belief and practice enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations and the International Bill of Human Rights, which is guaranteed by our Lebanese constitution. Lebanon is proud to be the only country in the Arab and Islamic worlds where the president of the republic is a Christian citizen. This confirms that our country, despite its political crises, has been a paragon of diversity in the Middle East, an exceptional pattern of coexistence and interaction among followers of various religions and sects, a model totally opposed to the notion of a racist state. I seize this opportunity to reiterate before you here the Lebanese government's call for the election of a new Christian president of the republic as soon as possible. Mr. President, the painful war raging in Syria for over 4 years has driven to Lebanon nearly 1.5 million displaced Syrians, a number equivalent to 1/3 of the Lebanese population. For us to understand fully the dimensions of this, one should imagine 100 million people flooding the United States and spreading randomly in its cities, towns, schools, and parks, including definitely the need for means of life, for health and education services. This huge number of displaced people weighs enormously on the Lebanese infrastructure that's already suffering from its own problems. It is putting a pressure on the national economy, on health, on schools. It also brings pressure on the national economy, where growth has dropped to almost zero due to the regional situation, which has caused a loss of $7.5 billion to Lebanon, according to World Bank estimates. This, to us, is a national disaster. The problem of the displaced Syrians, with all its serious economic, social, and security implications, is not and should not be pure Lebanese problem. It is a major regional crisis that we put here before the international community that must share with Lebanon this enormous burden, which cannot be by any country alone, no matter how big. Lebanon reiterates its concern for the unity, sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of Syria in our government policy statement. We reaffirmed our commitment to the policy of distancing ourselves in order to protect us against the repercussions of the crisis in the neighboring country. Mr. President, on the 8th anniversary of the adoption by the Security Council of Resolution 1701, Lebanon stresses its commitment to this resolution in all its provisions. We believe that this will strengthen stability and security in southern Lebanon and contribute to extending the state's authority over its entire territory. We renew our appeal to the international community to compel Israel to fulfill its obligations in full and stop violating the Lebanese sovereignty from land, sea, and air, and fully cooperate with the UN peacekeeping forces, UNIFIL, to demarcate whatever is left from the blue line and immediately withdraw from the area north to Gajar, the Sheba farms, and Kfar Shuba hills. We wish also to reaffirm Lebanon's full right to its territorial waters and their natural oil and gas resources within its exclusive economic zone. Lebanon cannot fail to acknowledge the role of UNIFIL and the continued cooperation and coordination between UNIFIL and the Lebanese army. Lebanon would like to thank all nations contributing to the force, the leaders and members of the force, for their dedication to serving the Lebanese civilians, stability and security in southern Lebanon. Mr. President, last month, the Gaza Strip endured a new Israeli aggression, which killed hundreds of civilians, displaced more than a quarter of the population, destroyed homes and hospitals and infrastructure. Lebanon, which has paid dearly as a result of repeated Israeli attacks, calls for legal accountability for war crimes committed by Israel and calls to hold it accountable for its actions and preventing impunity. Lebanon considers Israel to be responsible for foiling all efforts aimed at reaching a settlement based on the two-state solution. It stresses the need for a just, comprehensive, and lasting solutions to the conflict in the Middle East based on Security Council Resolutions 242, 338, the Madrid Terms of Reference for Peace, and the Arab Peace Initiative adopted at the Beirut Summit in 2002. Mr. President, the Levant appears to be the stage for black arbitrary tragedies on which the most recent manifestations of savagery are displayed. Today, the Levant seems to be to have been taken hostage of extremism, ignorance, and obscurantism, immersed into hatred brought forth from a distant past, guided by fanaticism and instincts that only yield bloodshed. However, ladies and gentlemen, this troubled area was and will always be the home to many people who, like all other human beings, have lands, homes, tales, dreams, and history. They are individuals who are eager to live free and as equal citizens in free and stable countries. They have sons and daughters looking for better opportunities for engagement in the world and for a proper place to live. Humanity has a debt to our Levant. We gave mankind enlightenment when darkness, extremism, and ignorance were crippling the other side of the world. It has a lot to offer and to add to the amazing march of human progress and creativity. The world must stop counting our dead. It must rise to its obligation and seek to establish peace in this tormented part of the world. Peace based on right and justice, on respect for the sovereignty of nations and upholding their security, on safeguarding religious and ethnic plurality, on safeguarding fundamental rights of individuals and groups. Mr. President, we, the Lebanese, both at home and in diaspora, look to you for assistance. We are determined to overcome the current crisis, as we have done so many times in the past. We are confident that together we shall not allow any person, any circumstance, or any party to extinguish the beacons of freedom, democracy, diversity, pluralism, knowledge, and human rights in Lebanon. Thank you for your attention.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Council of Ministers of the Lebanese Republic for the statement just made, and I request protocol to escort His Excellency.